Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show today. I have got a super special guest on here. She's amazing and wonderful, and she's 16 and is an up-and-coming, I'm going to call you a superstar singer. How about that? And her name is Sarah. And Sarah, I'm glad you're here. Are you excited to be here too?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're amazing and wonderful. And I know that you like to sing and you got a beautiful voice. And your mom told me that, you know, when you've been in church, you've sang. So tell us how you figured out that you had a good voice. Everybody wants to know. I have a good voice in the shower when I'm the only one that can hear me. It's not good. But how did you figure that out about yourself?
Well, my dad told me recently, like a few months ago, that when I was younger, I used to sing to like some of his songs that he has on his iPod. And since then, he knew that I had a good voice, but I'd never really thought of that until I got into chorus, which was in middle school, and I finally got into, like, the musicals. And when I started singing in front of my friends, they were like, you're really good. Like, you should posting on Instagram. You should start uploading onto YouTube, which I haven't done yet. But that's how I knew that I had a good voice.
Well, you got confirmation from everyone else, and that's good too. My dad asked me the other day, he goes, "What is it? What'd you do with your money that you spent on music lessons?" I go, "I've never taken one." He goes, "Oh, okay." He could tell. So, but you've had that natural talent, and that's wonderful. And I know last night you had a really. Was it the first time you did what you did last night and before?
Yes, it was the first time.
Wow. Okay. First time last night, first time today. And last night, what did you sing and how did that happen and what was it like being on stage? I would have been dying, but go ahead. Most of us would.
I sang two songs. One was Heaven's Not Too Far by We Three. And the other one is Mistakes by Influence Music. And it was totally unexpected because it was just out of nowhere. They came up to me and they asked me, do you want to sign up for a time and then you can perform? And I was like, sure. Everyone was really nice. Everyone was really sweet. After I was finished with both of the songs, the two people that had this whole open mic thing going on, they said to me, they're like,
oh, that's good. So they really complimented you, right? Too. So that's good. And you were nervous though, right? Am I hearing that right? Yeah. Were you nervous, Sarah? Did I lose you? Hopefully I didn't lose her. And if
you lost me for a little bit.
Sorry about that. That's okay. You're becoming a star. You know, stars are always late. Okay, so it's all good. I'm teasing. So you were nervous a little bit, right? And you got up there. Did when you're up there and you're singing, does the nervousness go away? Do you go somewhere else in your thoughts? Are you just how does that happen? Because I would be nervous and I say me, but I think a lot of people would be nervous and just like almost in tears. How did you do it?
At first, when I first went up there, I was so nervous. I was literally shaking. And when I started playing, when I started getting into it, it helped me remember like, oh yeah, I'm fine. You got this. And when I got into like the chorus, I was like, I got this, like, and all the nervousness went away. I was still like a little bit shaky, but I think that was because of the adrenaline. But yeah. And then
you just said,
the
I got
second
this?
Song that I sang, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the second song? How was that?
Yeah,
was
the
that
second
the same
song,
way?
It was kind of the same way because I wasn't really expecting to do another one. My mom was like, yeah, you should do Mistakes. And I was like, okay. So I did that. So, yeah.
And it worked out, and it was great, right? I mean,
yeah.
I talked to you a few minutes before this morning and also on the show. Do you feel like to do what you want to do? Because I know you want to go to school. And I know that it has something, and you don't have to say anything about that right now unless you want to, that you want to work, you're very internet savvy. And I know you do a lot of editing at your school. Do you want to, Do you want to be a singer or do you want to be on the internet working a job? You want to go to college? Tell us a little bit about what you're looking to do. And if you can be an amazing singer and do all that too as well, is all of that coming together for you? Because you're super smart, got great grades, I know you're going to get a scholarship. Right? Your mom and dad are probably background. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of options, and I do want to go to college. That's the one thing I have always wanted to do. But I also, like, love music. And if I go to college and I do get a job, then I can always just have music as, like, my little side business, I guess, or, like, my little hobby. But
right
now, like, school is, like, top priority. So.
Going to college,
yeah.
Right? So you got goals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got goals in going to school and then, you know, finishing up. You're a sophomore, I believe, this year, right? I hope I got that right. Okay. And then
yeah.
You are also, right? You're like, yeah. You're also going to college. You're singing and you're putting your voice out there, putting yourself out there. And I really appreciate what you said when you're up there singing. You go, I got this. You're in the chorus. I got this. I'm a little nervous because of the adrenaline, but I got this. That is so cool. That's confidence, and I appreciate that. You know that you've got a great voice, and you're trying out now. And last night was the first time you sang in front of a crowd that wasn't in school or in church, or this is the first time that you're out in front of everybody, correct? Like, you know,
Yeah. That
takes guts. That takes guts. That takes a lot of guts. And this is a question I didn't go over with you. And just those who are listening now and those who are listening later, this young lady has never been on a show like this first time. First of many, hopefully. I know she's going to come back with us. I hope she'll agree to do that. But one of the things that that you have is confidence. What about people that don't have confidence, that are sitting in the back row of the church at school or in the coffee shop or, you know, where they have open mic night? How do you tell yourself to have confidence, or how would you share with somebody else how to just step up and own it? How would you do that? Would you say just
it's
go for it?
It's kind of like, yeah, just go for it. You only live once and, you know, take chances, take risks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like one of the things that I think everyone should do. If you're scared to do it, just do it. You really have nothing to lose. I went up to a little girl last night, and she, like, performed with her recorder, and I said, you did great. And she was really nervous, and I said, you know, you just need to have that confidence, and you got this. And I could tell that she was like, wow, okay, thanks. But everyone that, like, went up there was really nervous. And I wanted to go up to everyone and was like, you know, like, you have the confidence. I'm proud of you. I'm like that person that would actually do that. But, yeah, you only live once. Take risks. Take your chances. And you have nothing to lose.
So it's like, go for it. You said something key right there. Thank you for sharing that. This young lady, by the way, those who are listening now or later, is talking about taking risk and having confidence. She's 16, guys. Should she always live like that and be that way? And that's a lot of wisdom there in those 16 years. And thank you for sharing that. And your folks, your mom and your dad, they help you. I know they are a big supporter. It sounds like your father used to sing with his music. Your parents are amazing to me, you know, because they both are so, you've got three other sisters besides yourself, and then one adopted sister. So you got a nice family. Anyway, but who supports you? Who is more supportive in the, like, walking beside you and helping you out and getting you in front of people? Is that your mom or your dad, do you think?
I think it's my mom because she always, like, tries to push me, you know, with my grades. Like, she's, like, constantly pushing me to do better. And same with my dad, but I feel like it's more my mom. And, you know, there's something about her that just, like, makes me try harder.
Aww.
Like,
I love her. Yeah. Makes you try harder. Your dad, he keeps you laughing, he keeps everybody laughing because he's got a very, very sarcastic sense of humor. By the way, and you told me that. Okay. And while you were out performing last night with your mom, your dad was back at home watching your sisters, which is cool. So it takes three of you. It takes you to sing and the dad or mom to watch the children and the other parent, which you said your mom goes with you a lot and does things and pushes you to get you up there. So that's good. I love that about all you guys. And your sisters, does any of them have a great voice as well, or they just annoy you? You're the big sister. They probably just annoy you, right?
Yeah, they definitely annoy me. They're so annoying.
A typical family, I guess. They are, aren't they? I get you. My sister was, too. So, anyway, that's good. And I'm so proud of you. I really am. You are going to do, you guys, I'm asking her. She said she would do this. She would do like an Angel Coaches jingle, or I want to call it a jingle, and that's not the right thing to call it, but like a, you know, music in the beginning of the show. And our sweet Sarah here has agreed to do it. And so we're really trying to put that together. I also know that you're putting your music out there for people to hear. On social media, have you got that ready, or do you need to think about it or put something together later on, or how does that work? So, what do you feel like doing?
I mean, it's a little difficult for me getting my actual songs out there because Instagram only has a time limit for a video for a minute. And obviously, like, my songs are longer. And the songs that I've posted on Instagram, they're all covers. Some of them are some originals, but I also have a SoundCloud, and I've one song on there. It was difficult to put it on there because I don't have the proper equipment, so I have to do everything on my phone, and then I have to transfer that onto my computer, and then I have to post it and do all my other things, but I have songs and stuff. I have plans.
Okay, so she's got plans. Get us some music out there. She's actually going to sing with our Angel Coaches, Music for Angel Coaches, and we're going to really promote her. And I'll talk to you about that over the next few days about something that I just, while you were talking, it just popped in my head. So anyway, I know that, so you can get that, we can get your music and feel comfortable and you feel good about it. And you got a lot of help. I know that with your family. I know you're a strong person. You're becoming a great leader and you inspire others. So how cool is that? And you and your mom are working out together. You and your dad are, you know, he's the one that discovered your musical talent. That's good. And while he's you're getting in shape. is it important to be in shape when you sing? I wanted to ask you that, right? Because are singers better when they're in shape? There's thoughts about that. Are they better when they're chubby or fat, right? You look great. So, but what's your thoughts on that? Do you work out for yourself so you can sing better, feel better? Does that help you? And I know it helps your mom because I know her very well.
Yeah.
I'm getting to know you too, though. Yeah.
I think it does, because back in eighth grade, we were in the auditorium and we were singing, and we were doing some like exercise too, or some really weird thing, and I could not keep up, like at all.
Wow.
But yeah,
wow.
Like it was bad. I was like, wow, okay. But like,
now you can. Now
also, like in the musical, it was very difficult because there was like movements and stuff. But
right,
like I'm starting to work out, I think it's better because like I can't explain it, but I think it does help to work out.
I get you.
If you're a singer,
I get
it. Just in general.
Yeah, just in general, but especially if you're a singer trying to do a musical and you haven't moved that fast in a long time,
yeah,
except your voice, right? So you gotta keep up with the music. That's funny. You're funny. Okay, that's cool. And so you and your mom are working out together just because it's healthy and it helps you. I know it helps her, and you're having fun with it. Then will you come back and do another show with me? I would love to interview you more as you're going through and get some of your music out there. And I got a couple ideas. So does that appeal to you? Is that okay? You know, we'll talk to your mom and dad about it too, obviously. Okay, well, good. Thank you for being on today. You were wonderful. You sound much older than 16. Anyway, so hugs and much love to you, Sarah, and we'll talk to you real soon. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great day and enjoy your Saturday. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.